this gospel about the Word of God is one we are all familiar with. The sower sows the seed. Some falls on rock, where some falls among the thistles and the thorns. Some falls where there is no good ground, and some falls on good ground. This is so important in our society because one of the virtues of our society is busyness. How often do you speak with someone and they speak about their life as if the fact that they are busy, they are important? I have no time to breathe. I go, you're doing a good job so far. I'm busy here and there. The illusion is that because you are busy, you are living. And so it is very easy to forget about ourselves and be blind to what we are doing. A young man with his friend meets at a restaurant and says, I did it. I proposed to my girlfriend. I hope she says yes. And the guy says, well, when do you think, did she say yes? He goes, I don't know. She hasn't texted me back yet. The enthusiasm of being busy is a very easy way to run away from your life. Work is a great place to hide from who you are becoming. Because what you do for a living, or what you do as a hobby, and what you occupy your time with is not who you are. How you do your job, how you do sports, gymnastics, theater, how you relate to other people, that is who you are becoming. Because at the end, when all this stuff falls away, you will have become the person you have chosen to be. But to do that, you have to be aware. Aristotle said, the first step to a good memory is to pay attention. There's a guy once who said, I have a very, very poor memory. Very poor memory. I can't pay attention. And his friend asked, what was at the buffet this morning? Ah. And he listed everything. Because he was paying attention. Whatever you like, whatever is important to you, you will pay attention and you will remember. Do not use what you do as a place to hide from whom you are becoming and from your own life. Have a conscious appreciation for your life. You are the only person responsible. Not your wife, not your husband, not your parents, not your priest, not the government, not society, not what happens to you. The glory of being independent and in charge is that you have nobody to blame. Because whatever happens to you, you have opportunities, you have choices, you have the driving force to become a great person. Do not give it away by not paying attention and by running away from yourself. Enjoy the beauty and the joy of creating your life and say, I am in the driver's seat. My God will give me the courage and the strength to choose my joyful choices. Pay attention to your life. This is the only one you have. Slava Isusu Hristu!